the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Let us hasten then to enter into such a rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the first Friday of April, children, and today we have two wonderful saints who are modern patron saints for us in America. One of them was the most learned man of his own or almost any time. His mind, children, was like an encyclopedia. He studied and studied for years and preserved all of the knowledge of the ancient world in his own person and then in his own writing. And the other was a Franciscan brother who didn't even know how to read and write. And yet he, too, was full of wisdom. Yesterday, children, we talked about the saint from England who helped out his brother at his farm. And today we have two brothers as well. Saint Isidore of Seville lived in 7th century Spain, and he came from, of all things, a family of saints and a family of bishops. He was home educated back when they didn't have schools, and his older brother, who was already a bishop named Saint Leander, was his tutor. He had a hard time with his studies, even though later on he would be very talented. He had a hard time remembering his lessons, and he had a hard time getting his homework done. And sometimes he couldn't understand exactly what his brother was trying to explain to him. So one day, I think he hadn't done his homework, and he couldn't understand. He decided it was just the end of the story. He wasn't able to understand the lesson. So he ran away from home, which is, of course, not a good thing to do, but sometimes one feels desperate, and there you have it. Well, he ran away from home, and he stopped for a rest on the way, on the roadside, because he was tired. He had walked very fast and very far. Well, as he sat there, he noticed that there was some water dripping down on a rock. And he watched the water, because he had nothing else to do. Certainly wasn't bringing any books with him. So he watched the water, and he saw how one drop at a time fell, and then he looked at the rock beneath, and how those drops of water, falling regularly, had worn a great hole away in the rock. And he thought to himself, if I study a little bit at a time, and do each day's lesson, even if my head seems like it's made out of rock and stone, eventually there'll be a difference. Just as that water, a drop of water is nothing, but if it falls long enough, it makes a hole in the rock. If I study regularly enough, my stony old head will get my lesson. So he went back, and he knew he would get into trouble, and sure enough he did. And his brother either locked him in his room or else maybe sent him off to a monastery. But it didn't put him off schooling, not at all. His secret, and he was able to do this for his country and for Christian Europe against the Dark Ages, that is to say the barbarians coming in with all of their heresies and all of their ignorance, was to open up schools that taught everything from medicine to geography to history to languages, Greek, Hebrew, and Latin, arithmetic, Aristotle, philosophy. And he had one school in each diocese, in each cathedral, throughout Spain. And by this means, he was able to educate the young Spaniards and civilize the barbarians. He was able to convert, after almost 200 years, the Arian heretics who had invaded that country. They were called the Visigoths. And after he had done his work of converting them, he went off and he became a hermit to continue to pray and to read and to study more by himself. Well, the prince of the Visigoths, whose name was Recared, was so grateful to him for being converted. And he begged him, please don't leave us, stay and be our teacher. No, he said, it's not God's will right now. And he went back to to live as a hermit for a number of years before it was his turn to be the bishop. It was a good thing that he did, they say, because those extra years of quiet and study were just what he needed to be one of the church's greatest doctors or teachers. That teaches us the important lesson, children, that we all have to have quiet, what we call retirement. Quiet, reflection, prayer, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus himself all day long offered that to us. Whether it be a little thought, we go into our own heart and stay close to our Lord, or as I've often recommended to you, whether it be coming into the church to make a little visit, just looking at Jesus, his Sacred Heart, quiet there in the tabernacle. And another suggestion would be, children, while you are here at church, be quiet. Of course, I know you wouldn't speak in church, but I mean be quiet. Don't be looking around. Don't be wondering what's going on over there or over there. Pay attention to, if you're supposed to sing a hymn, you sing your hymn. If you say your prayers, you say your prayers. Or Father at the altar. And don't be thinking about what am I going to have for lunch and what about that homework and what are we going to do for fun today. Those are all distractions. No, be quiet. And the more you are quiet, children, the better you'll be able to do what you're supposed to do right now, and then you also earn graces for your rest of the duties of the day, especially to be a good student. The other saint, now, our first saint, Isidore, he's the patron saint of the internet, that whole wonderful world of knowledge and of information that's at our fingertips today. St. Isidore was decided by some that he would be a good patron saint because, although he didn't have the internet, he had it all right in his head. And so, because of his encyclopedic knowledge, they thought that he would be a good patron saint, and indeed he is. We should never waste time on the computer, though, and of course we must stay away very carefully from anything that can be not only a waste of time, but an occasion of sin. Say a prayer to St. Isidore if you're ever going to be using the computer to look something up. Now, our other saint never even knew how to read. He's the patron saint of Black Americans, or we call them sometimes African Americans. He's called Saint Benedict the Moor. He lived in Sicily and Italy during the 14th century. His parents were slaves. They had been brought to Sicily from Africa as slaves, and his father was such a good worker that the master promised him that he would set his oldest son free, give him his liberty, and that was young Benedict. Already at the age of 10, he was so sweet-natured that he was called O Santo Moro by the Italians, the Holy Moor, or African. And he was sweet-tempered and very pure and very prayerful and holy. At the same time, he was enterprising. When he got his liberty, he saved up his money and he bought a plow and he started working for plowing the fields for others. And he was able to earn quite a bit of money that way. And he didn't mind if people made fun of him, because ignorant people always make fun of those who are a little bit different. And so sometimes they would call him names like Big Black Ben or laugh at him. And one time someone was doing that, he was plowing a field, and a holy hermit happened to be walking by. He said, "Listen here," he said, "one day you will hear great things about this man that you're making fun of right now." And he invited him to come and be a hermit, and he thought that would be God's will, so he did. He was a hermit for a few years, and then he became a Franciscan. And as a Franciscan, he was the cook in the monastery. And he had a good idea about cooking. He said that cooking should be good, and we should enjoy eating, and it's sort of a Franciscan spirit. And we should offer it all up for God's greater honor and glory. And that when we're offered something at the table, we should always take a little bit to be polite, and at least to taste it, which is a good thing for children to keep in mind. He was so successful as the cook of the monastery that there was a delicate job that needed to be done, and he was put in charge to be the superior of the monastery. And even though he couldn't read or write, he knew an awful lot of wisdom in his heart. He was very, very close to God, and very often he would work miracles. Later on, he was put in charge of the seminarians, and he knew the scriptures inside and out, and the catechism, and all the teaching of the church that had come by means of infused knowledge. What St. Isidore got by his studies and prayer, St. Benedict the Moor got just from his prayer. So that's another way of looking at things. He's a wonderful patron saint for the blacks today. If only they would imitate his beautiful example, they would grow very quickly in holiness. children, we all have different vocations and different possibilities. And there are some that will read and write very well, and others who maybe they have a little difficulty with that. But today's two saints show us what the source of all knowledge is. It is from our Lord. Today, on this first Friday, we offer our communion and reparation to the Sacred Heart, and we remember all day long, especially when we're busy and distracted, let's go to the Sacred Heart for a quiet moment, and let's love especially our Masses, and never distract ourselves or others at Mass, but be as silent as we can. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in Thee. Remember, He offers His heart to us children as a place of rest and of refuge. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.